You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, Captain, if I really would, but the feeling in my head, it's too much and it's no good. I'm standing in a window tunnel, shouting through the roar, and I'd like to give the information, asking for me what blood makes noise. It's ringing in my ear, blood makes noise, and I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome to hour number three, and you are indeed listening to the Common Sense Show, and we come to you live every Sunday evening at this time from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. to midnight Central, and you can do the math across the time zones. Dave Hodges here with Annie DeRiso, and let me give out a couple of numbers that we've been giving out through the night as we re-familiarize our new listening audience with the protocols of our new network, the Global Star Radio Network, and we are still the Common Sense Show. To listen by phone, you step away from where you've been listening to us at. You can always catch us at 832-999-1763. And more importantly, to be a part of the show, we invite your participation in this upcoming hour, 888-420-9890. Again, that's 888-420-9890. And this is our news segment, and this is also more of our audience participation segment, typically how we do business here on the Common Sense Show. We like to leave this third hour open for timely developments, the latest in news, and most importantly, for your phone calls. And again, that number to call to be a part of the show is 888-420-9890. Well, Annie DeRiso, and I call her our goddess of the airwaves because she comes at us with some very, very timely news items. And it's stuff that you're certainly not going to see in the mainstream media. And tonight will be no exception. And Annie, you've got a whole host of stories lined up. So let's not waste time and let's get right down to business.
Okay, well, Dave, I'll start out with a quote from John F. Kennedy, and I think it fits tonight very well. He says, "Let every nation know, whether it wishes us ill or well, what we shall pay, that we shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe, to assure the survival and the success of liberty."
Well, what speech did that come out of? Was that a secret society speech, or was that the American University speech?
I don't know. I looked for it, and I couldn't find where it came out of.
I think it was, could be wrong, but I'm going to guess it's the American University speech. And that's the one where he called for the upper atmospheric test ban on nuclear weapons testing, and Khrushchev was on board with this. Of course, the international military industrial complex was not, and it's kind of interesting. Kennedy gets a bullet in the brain in 1963, and Khrushchev is deposed shortly after that. The powers that be, and I'm speaking about the real powers that be, not the puppets that serve in government, they wanted that nuclear arms race. In fact, what's interesting, Annie, is when Kennedy was killed in November of 63, he had a plan to have us out of Vietnam within 14 months. And I mean the advisors, lock, stock, barrel, the whole thing. He also planned to continue to de-escalate nuclear arms production. And what changed when Lyndon Johnson took over? You know, a lot changed. We're going to talk about that next week with John Onesti. And John Onesti has written a brand new book on the Kennedy assassination. It's advertised on the front page of my website at thecommonsenseshow.com. John, we're currently running an ad for John three times during this show. It's a great read. We have him for an hour next week. And he's got some very unique ideas and some very interesting facts he's uncovered. And I've considered myself through the years to be an aficionado on the Kennedy assassination, and John and I have had some fascinating discussions this past week. So again, John Onesti, go up to my website. You'll see his book advertised there on the front page. Click it on, and you'll be right there at the order page. It's a great read. I'm going through it right now. Annie, let's start with that first news item.
Well, I'm sure everybody remembers Boko Haram, and I saw that they were just on the news tonight where they've attacked more places. But, you know, they're that pseudo-Islamic lunatics that kidnapped 276 girls from a boarding school in Nigeria, you know, and forced them into being sex slaves. Well, Amnesty International is calling on Boko Haram to stop killing civilians. Well, Amnesty's calling on is how that how it was written in the article. I mean, calling on Boko Haram, it sounds like they're asking them over for tea and crumpets. Since when are they going to listen to Amnesty International? And in Arabic, Boko Haram means Western education is forbidden. They don't want anybody to have any education because then they would learn, you know, what life's really all about. And their leader, he's been heard to say, I enjoy killing the way I enjoy slaughtering chickens and rams. I mean, for Pete's sake, and they're still at it. They recently attacked two cities, but not the ones that were on the news tonight, and killed about 2,500 men, women, and children. And one woman was even called... was even killed when she was having her baby. The baby was halfway born and they shot her. And then just a few days ago, women in two other communities, though, they fought back. The women did. They stood down an attack with assault rifles, Dave, and they disarmed about a dozen terrorists. And then a few of them escaped. They called in the local militia and they caught seven of them. And they were immediately executed. Now, this is what I call a real case of survival.
Yeah, there's real applicability here for us in the United States. And I think the moral of the story is never, never, never give them your guns. Because had these women not gotten access to firearms, they clearly would have all been exterminated and met the worst fate possible before they died. So I think, Annie, you're right on the money with that. But never, never, never should we give up our guns. In fact, I've been advising people, you know, you've got your gun that's on the record. You need to go to these gun shows, and you need to do some trading and bartering. You need to get guns that are off the books, that aren't registered, and you need to learn how to hide them. Because if there ever is the house-to-house, we're coming to get your guns like the Germans did after they passed the Enabling Act. Annie, it's a frightening, frightening proposition to think about where we'd be. In fact, you know, the University of Hawaii has this thing called the Democide Project, where they have studied what happens in the precedes Holocaust. And there were 17 genocides in the 20th century, and every one of them was preceded by gun confiscation. In fact, governments, and they call this democide by definition, governments killed far more people in the 20th century than did the two world wars. So the only defense that we have against a tyrannical government is to maintain firearms. And this is someone, listening to someone who doesn't belong to the NRA, and I don't have the bumper stickers, and yeah, I've had a little bit of training, but not a whole lot. I'm not a gun enthusiast, but I know how to handle one. But I'm saying this, and I'm rather on the moderate side. Anyway, we're going to step aside, and we come back. We'll continue more with Annie and the news. Stay tuned.
The JFK assassination, the greatest whodunit mystery of the 20th century. Americans know they've been lied to. The Warren Report and many conspiracy theories do not accurately explain what actually occurred. In-depth research findings, featured in John Onesti's new book, Assassination Point Blank, paints a surprisingly new and highly controversial portrayal of what may have actually happened. In Assassination Point Blank, you'll learn how the Secret Service stood down and how the JFK assassination was, in fact, an inside job. You'll discover why William Greer slowed the car, why Governor Connally snuck into the back seat, why the governor's suit was cleaned, why only Clint Hill took action, and the real reason why Jackie climbed on the trunk, and more. Go beyond Lee Harvey Oswald and faceless shooters. Find out what really happened that day. Get your copy of Assassination Point Blank and gain a new perspective of the most heart-wrenching event of the 20th century. Find Assassination Point Blank on Amazon.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Your house is dark, vacant. You must be gone on vacation for a while. Thanks for all the jewelry.
Don't be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone is inside watching TV and makes your home unappealing to would-be thieves.
Don't these people ever leave?
Starting at $24.95, and there's free shipping. Go to faketv.com or ask for it at your local hardware store. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Welcome back. In the new segment of the show with our news director, Ms. Annie DeRiso, and we just covered some very disturbing events in Nigeria. And Annie, let's move on to story number two.
Okay, well, let's go out to Phoenix, your hometown there, David, and where CPS takes seven children away from their parents. I mean, their three-year-old daughter, Chloe, was born prematurely with a brain aneurysm at birth, but doctors told the parents it would go away with age and they didn't recommend any further testing for the baby. And the parents left their seven kids with a babysitter and went out just for a few hours. I can't imagine with seven kids, you do need to get away every once in a while. And anyway, the parents left their seven kids with that babysitter for a few hours. The baby collapsed. The babysitter did CPR, and Chloe was rushed to the hospital. She had bleeding on the brain that is consistent with a brain hemorrhage, and she was put on life support, but unfortunately, the baby did die. And, of course, CPS is there just within hours. They come riding to the rescue of the kids. They take all the kids away to foster homes. And one of them, of which doesn't speak the family's language, they don't speak English. And no charges now have been filed against the parents or the babysitter. But regardless of that, the parents, they went on two talk shows like ours, you know, like we've done before. you know, to explain their plight and what was going on, their side of the story. So what'd the court do? The court placed a gag order on the parents. And what does that do? That violates their constitutional rights.
Yes.
And then the court also refused the right to video the proceedings. I mean, this is an ongoing case.
Annie, hold on. Let me hold you there. When you said they can't video the proceedings, what exactly do you mean? Are you talking about the court proceedings or what are you speaking about?
Yes, the court proceedings. One of the family friends went in. They've got good community support for them. And they went in and they were filming it and they made them stop. They would not let them film the court proceedings.
Yeah, unfortunately, the judge has that discretion. What they can't do is in the CPS proceedings tell you that you can't film and or record. They'll try. They'll try because CPS is notorious for lying. They're the God's best liars in the universe. They will lie. They will misrepresent their credentials professionally. And I'm speaking about from experience, Annie, with the people that we've helped, like Monica Wesolowski, like Stacy Lynn. So they will lie. But you have the right to tape them, and you do not have to stop when they order you to stop. They may stop the proceeding. But what's interesting about that is what is CPS alleging that the parent somehow did wrong? I mean, what's the actual charge?
Well, child abuse, that they caused the bleeding of the brain, that the babysitter did it or that the parents did it. And when this child was born with a brain hemorrhage to start with, the baby was a preemie. I forgot how many weeks it was, but it only weighed like maybe 2 pounds or something like that at birth, you know, and the foster mother has nursed this baby since I think it was about 2 weeks old. And, you know, it's integrated, you know, they love the kid. It's just, you know, it's a sad, sad story. It's an ongoing case, but the family has, rallied around the communities, rallied around the family, and they've started a funding to help them out. So if anybody wants to help, they can Google Arizona CPS takes 7 children away from the parents. You know, if anybody wants to help out, it would be another one of these sad stories that maybe we can help somebody get their lawyers and keep their lawyers and Go ahead,
Annie,
Dave.
Let me just say this real quickly here. First of all, you don't beat CPS unless you have a lawyer. One of the things I've learned from the advocacy work we've done with the Common Sense Show with stressed mothers, and it always seems like it's the moms for the most part, is that unless you have a lawyer, nothing's happening. Judges, particularly CPS, are a little more hesitant to violate rights because they know it can come back to haunt them. So that's one thing. The other thing that people need to be mindful of is to not cooperate with the process. And so there's a lot of gaps in this story. And I live, as people know, have listened to me for a long time. I'm about 20 miles north of metropolitan Phoenix, northwest of what's called Surprise, Arizona, which is the northwesterly suburb out here in the country. So, you know, I get all the Phoenix media here. This is not being well covered. It's interesting here that the two talk shows they went on, I'm unfamiliar with where they appeared. And I've asked some people about this case, Annie, when I knew you were going to report on it. This is not being widely reported. And first of all, too, when a judge tells you there's a gag order and you can't speak about it as a parent, let him try to hold you in contempt of court because people need to scream at the top of their lungs. The only thing that makes these vermin go away is when you shine the light of day on them. And let's just go back to the Monica Wesolowski case for a second. She had this person in DFS, Department of Family Services, who was trying to coerce testimony of a counselor working in the case to give false testimony against Monica and her mental health. And this is after Monica had already been through a mental status exam, courtesy of the CPS psychologist, where he found she was of sound mind and was a good parent, and the bond was strong between mother and son. But she tried to coerce this really basically illegal testimony. It was an illegal act. We exposed it on our show. I wrote about it on my website, and eventually DFS took her off the case. We don't know where she's at now. They transferred her, and this is what they do. They just shuffle the cards. I mean, I think you could almost commit murder and work for CPS and get away with it. They'll just transfer you to another place. But what ended up happening is we took out the frontline participants against Monica. And that's what needs to happen here. Names need to be named. And if people here in my local area know more about this case than I do, please contact me at DaveHodges@thecommonsenseshow.com. Because I'd like to put some attention into this, but right now it's really hard getting information other than a few news items here and there, Annie. There's just not that much out there, and this is the kind of case that we like to sink our teeth into because this is clearly abuse. Annie, one final question before we go to break. Where the heck are the doctors in this? I mean, the doctors gave a diagnosis of an aneurysm, and this is, sounds like an aneurysm gone bad through no fault of the parents or the babysitter. So where are the doctors at all in all this?
Yeah, and they've had two court-appointed lawyers quit because they got so harassed and intimidated by CPS.
Well, our public defender system here in Maricopa County, which incorporates most of the Phoenix and surrounding rural areas, is second to worst. In other words, I don't think there's any – this is the worst county in the country, I believe, to not be able to afford legal representation. Annie, what do you know about the parents real quick before we go into break? Are they without means at all? I mean, are they just dead broke and they have to accept what they're given?
Well, that I don't know, but if they're going with court appointed, I would say yes. Now, I've looked at the pictures.
Yeah, I agree.
It looks like
Annie,
an upstanding family.
We've got to hold it right there. We're going to step aside and we come back. I want to hear your answer to that question, and we're going to continue this on the other side. Please feel to call in with your opinions. Stay tuned. We'll see you on the other side.
People have experienced the benefits of drinking all-natural Life Change Tea. The unique blend of 8 herbs helps detoxify your body so you can live a healthier life. Numerous testimonies have been given about the benefits of drinking Life Change Tea. So, are you drinking Life Change Tea? Interested? Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Many are so impressed with our product, they order a year's supply. And why not? When they do, they receive 2 months free. That's a $70 savings. The body is meant to heal itself. Sometimes a body just needs a little help. Get the tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. This is not an ordinary green tea, and it's not available in stores. This tea helps with digestive problems, acid reflux, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and as talk show host Jerry Doyle says, it'll make you as regular as a baby bird. Enjoy your life. Get Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com.
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of Clear Digital Audio, 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.
Are you prepared for the future? Do you know how to navigate past the upcoming dangers before it's too late and seize budding opportunities before others do? Forecasting worldwide since 1980, Gerald Celeni, publisher of the Trends Journal, provides timely and accurate trend forecasts that have earned him the reputation as the most trusted name in trends. The proof is in the hundreds of accurate forecasts Celeni has made over the past 30 years. The 1987 stock market crash, the clean food trend, the dot-com bust. The Trends Journal alerts subscribers to early subtle signs of crucial trends that will shape our future. It allows readers to anticipate change, recognize the implications, and take proactive strategies. Put your money where your mind is with Gerald Celeni's brilliant and indispensable Trends Journal. Go to trendsjournal.com or call 845-331-3500. That's 845-331-3500. 3500.
When you think of getting old, what comes to your mind? Spending the last years of your life in a nursing home? staring out a window, medicated to keep you docile, not able to recognize your own kids, suffering with some dreaded disease until you die all alone? Well, think again. One of the premier doctors in the world, Dr. James Forsythe, wrote the book Anti-Aging Cures, Life-Changing Secrets to Reverse the Effects of Aging, your key to the real fountain of youth. And Suzanne Summers, the perpetual face of eternal youth, wrote the foreword. As mentioned in the book, Royal Velvet is the most cost-effective, easiest, and complete way to reverse the effects of aging. It's true. So, do you want glowing skin, less wrinkles, thicker hair, less gray hair, your hormones balanced, improved memory, a toned physique, greater energy, less pain and stiffness, as well as benefits too numerous to name? Go to RoyalVelvetNow.com. Click on the rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner, and within a couple of days, you can be on the path to youthful living. RoyalVelvetNow.com. Your life will never be the same.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Away today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
What makes noise? It's ringing in my ear. What makes noise? And I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell. And he's not gonna take it anymore. This is The Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome back, and we are in the last segment of our show. This is our long segment. Dave and Annie here, and we're in the midst of the news, and yours truly has a comment, and I'm going to say this probably over and over and over until it sinks in, and I probably should write a book, but if I'm smart, I'll wait until my kid is 18. When CPS comes to your door, do not let them in. I don't care if they have a cop with them. If they don't present paperwork, they do not have the right to enter your home. And if they say, well, we're here to do a child welfare check, that's usually their fallback position. Fine. Trot your kid out behind a locked door. See, this kid's fine. Now get your paperwork or get off my property. And that's what you tell them. And Annie, with these seven kids, you do not cooperate with CPS. I mean, we have been down this road. This is not like going to the water company and you're working out a payment plan. It's not like talking to a police officer who might be writing you a ticket. Of course you want to cooperate with them. Of course you want to be polite and professional. But CPS is there to steal your kid. And you people who think that's an extreme view, you need to get educated, particularly if you have kids or grandkids. They have parties. We have had CPS agents on this show who have said that when they take kids, they go out and celebrate like it's some victory. Because they get federal money. The federal money went away, the stealing of kids by CPS would stop. But right now, it's all money-driven, it's incentive, and let's call a spade a spade. How many times, Annie, when Monica was on the show, did she say these CPS agents, not one of them had a child. They're all a bunch of lesbians. Monica's terms. And they admitted, they were self-admitted lesbians. They don't care about family values.
Well, what are these? One of the foster families that got one of the seven kids told the child that his parents were dead and had the kid all upset, you know, of course. And then when visitation rights came, you know, here's the parents. There's mom and dad again. And the kid's confused, you know, I was told you were dead. I mean, how traumatic is that on top of all the trauma that they're experiencing anyway from being taken away because they're all in different homes. They don't have each other to rely on. I mean, it's just, oh, don't get me started.
Well, we covered this 2 weeks ago with regard to the trafficking of kids, so I'm not going to repeat that again tonight. But I'm just saying that this can happen to any parent, anytime, for any reason. And let me share with you how paranoid people are. One person who I've talked to has had trouble with CPS. Her kid, four-year-old daughter, climbs underneath the coffee table, and mom says, "You got to get out of there, honey." She comes out and she hits the top of her head and gets a bump on her head. And she calls me up all panicked because CPS had already paid her a visit and she escaped having her kid stolen. And I just said, "Well, has the kid got a concussion? No. Does it need stitches? No." I said, "Well, then you don't go to the doctor." It's that simple. She was just freaked out by this. And that's the fear. Once you've dealt with these monsters, and they are monsters, the good ones leave. The people who we've interviewed on this show who are ex-CPS agents, one of them, you know, Christy Annie, was fired. Fired because she wouldn't lie on documents in which they were stealing children. So, yeah. Annie, you need to look into this case. I want to talk to you tomorrow. We'll have to turn it over, I think, to Mary Tyndall from Vocal. And we'll get her started on this case. Mary will do a terrific job. Okay, let's go to your next news item.
Well, yeah, I'll be interested in your comment on this one, too. And it also comes out of Arizona. Governor Jan Brewer, she signed an order abolishing Arizona's CPS agency, and she's going to replace it with a new agency, and this director must report directly to her, the governor.
Well, she's not the governor anymore. She's been termed out, and Doug Ducey just took her place. Yeah, this took place not too long before she left office. Okay, I'm sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. And the move comes after an internal investigation revealed that 6,000 reports of child abuse or neglect, you know, were never investigated in Arizona. The governor says that the recent scandal, it broke her heart and made her angry, and enough with the uninvestigated reports of abuse and neglect. Enough with the lack of transparency. Key word there, transparency. And enough with the excuses. And she also asked legislators to strengthen the Arizona laws when it comes to human trafficking. And to the criminal traffickers, she says, your days are numbered. But Dave, if she's out now, what do you think's going to happen to this?
Well, they've created this monstrosity here in Arizona. It's, I guess in one sense, they spent, oh gosh, at a time where they're raping the schools of their funds. The state of Arizona, for example, owes the students of Arizona over $1.2 billion. Court ordered payments, court case has already been ruled, and the state's refusing to pay, despite the court order. There's probably going to be another lawsuit. There should be contempt. Some of these state officials need to go to jail over this. But at a time when they're doing this, Annie, they spent about $1.5 billion to create this super CPS. Now, on one hand, part of me is rejoicing because if they've got $1.5 billion invested, maybe there isn't the financial motive to steal children to get the remuneration from the federal government. I don't know that that's the case. People think that Jan Brewer is a really good politician and a good governor. And let me tell you, I've known Jan Brewer going back almost 30 years. And I can tell you that it's the Peter principle at work. She's the only lady I know that she campaigned by putting the picture of herself 30 years earlier on her own campaign posters. But that aside, her vanity aside, I'm surprised this woman can actually govern her shoes into the closet in the evening. I have no respect for her. People think she's a good governor because on the tarmac, she stuck her finger in the face of Barack Obama over SB 1070, which was indeed racial profiling. It was wrong. Not that we shouldn't address the immigration issue, but that wasn't the way to do it. And so she got national exposure and oh, here's Jan standing up to the evil feds. Well, she's just as evil and she's just as corrupt as anybody in Washington. And this CPS agency, I am extremely nervous about, because let's go back to the words that you said, that the thousands of cases that were never investigated. Well, that just means thousands of kids that are wrongfully stolen from their parents. In fact, we asked Christy, the former CPS agent from Virginia, when she was on, I asked her point blank, Annie, I'm sure you remember this, Christy, how many of these cases that you went and investigated where the kids were taken, where there was actually a bona fide reason to take the kid for their protection or safety? And she said, 90% of the cases were fraudulent in terms of stealing kids. 90% were fraudulent. And I'm really nervous here about what's going to happen here in Arizona. I'll sing a lot more loudly and clearly when my kid's out of the house, because these people, when you go to work for CPS, there's a few good people there, but the good ones don't last. Okay, Annie, I get so angry when I talk about this. The other thing she said too, to the criminal traffickers, your days are numbered. Well, here's what they did after all of the hand wringing. And see, we got the Super Bowl here, and we've had guests on this show, and we didn't do this year, but sex trafficking with underage females follows the Super Bowl. Sorry, NFL, it's a fact. We've exposed it. Oh gosh, we did a show on that about 4 years running, and there's no question. And it's no different this year. So some of the people on the Phoenix City Council, Peggy Bilstein and a guy named Bill Gates, who used to actually be my student, they came up with this is the best they did. If you're caught soliciting a prostitute in Arizona now, you lose your car for 30 days. You pay a fine. You do a night in jail. And that's it. That's it. Nothing about the CPS that will lose kids, and the same as they do in every state, they won't follow up. They'll try to enact payment for the foster parents one or two times, then they give up, and God knows where the kids end up. So these foster parents get kids. A lot of them are being sex trafficked. We've covered that on this show. So to Jan Brewer that said that you sex traffickers, your days are numbered, no, they're not. No, they're not. She didn't do anything meaningful.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you about, because to me, reading between the lines, I was hoping that she was talking about the sex trafficking that was going on from CPS, how they sell the kids.
Annie, I actually had a couple of professors when I was working on one of my advanced degrees. They were okay. They were okay. I was actually kind of surprised that they were in CPS. But the good ones generally don't last. And the field agents that they put out there are really what I would call substandard human beings. You know, I saw the transcripts of Monica's proceedings, and I know just how bad they lie, how unprofessional they are, how they break their own rules. They make the rules up as they go along. Nothing is going to change because our kids are big business. And I want you to hear this, folks. Our children are big business to somebody, whether it's Bohemian Grove or your local street corner in a rundown part of town. Our children are big business to these perverts. And a lot of people in high places are involved in this trafficking. And this is what got former state senator Nancy Schaefer killed. Pedophile investigators are routinely suicided. We've covered that on this show. It's really, in my opinion, the number one social problem in America. Annie, let's go to your last story.
Okay. Well, here we go again. An agency will confiscate an infant if the entire family doesn't get flu shots. Now, this is up in Washington State, where a family has until February to have her whole family injected with mercury, you may as well say, because that's what a vaccination is, especially a flu vax, too. And so Jamie Smith, she's fostered seven babies, and now has five children under her care. See, this is another foster case. And she's done a lot of research on the vaccines, and she doesn't like some of the side effects, you know, and we've talked about all of that, you know, on this show many, many times. And she's thought about it a lot, and she says she may have to let this little guy go in order to protect the rest of her children from the vaccinations. And remember, too, that the drug makers have been made legally blameless by Congress against any vaccine injury claims. I mean, that to me right there is just sick in the first place. And then, but also we need to remember, even the CDC has come out and said that the flu vaccine that's out there right now is only about 23% effective, but they say it's better than nothing. Dave?
I'm almost speechless.
I wonder where you were.
The stupidity here, it's just, again, you know, well, let's go back to the beginning. Why is CPS interjecting themselves into the vaccine debate? I think that's really one of the big questions here that's gone unanswered in the mainstream media. And it goes back to a document that I exposed that's now been scrubbed from the internet. But back in September of 2013, I started telling people, I've serendipitously come across an article produced from a think tank group hired by the United Nations and UNESCO. And this think tank group, American in Origin, produced a 110-page document that was adopted into the Human Health and Services Organization, HHS. And under Obamacare, and a lot of people don't know this, and I'll tie all these dots together here, under Obamacare, HHS operates under the auspices now of Obamacare. There's a lot of Obamacare regulations that apply. And HHS now controls all 50 versions of CPS. Sometimes they go by different names, but effectively we call them CPS. So the Human Health Services dictates to the CPS guidelines that they will follow, and specifically for removing children from the home. And Annie, you know, we gave this some attention about a year and a half ago, and I've been fairly silent on this point. But what's interesting is I got a lot of traction on this. I believe I first published an article on this, I want to say late August of 2013. And so now we're, what, about 18 months out from that. And they scrubbed the article as soon as I started appearing on talk shows around the country. I'd made about 10 or 12 talk show appearances, and I'd written a couple of articles on it. And I was really starting to get attention. I was on a mainstream large station in New York City, and the guy brought me on to debunk me. And right there on the air, I said, hey, open up your computer and go to this link. And he started reading it, and let me tell you what he saw in the link. The HHS document tells CPS that if the mothers are 21 or younger, they have the right to come in the home and take the kid, just because. 21. If they're a smoker, take the kid. If they have alcohol in the home, take the kid. This is all in the guidelines. Then you get into some things that are just horribly repressive and punitive. You have in this HHS document, if you ever ground your kid, so let's just say you go through a stretch with your child, you say, okay, you're not seeing your friends for a week, you're not on TV, you're not on social media, all the things that parents take away to get their kids' attention. Maybe it's for improvement in school, maybe the kid cut school, whatever it would be. Well, they have a term for that in this HHS document. It's called parental neglect. Parental neglect and child isolation. So they put two terms on this. So if you're found disciplining your kid beyond minutes and hours, they can say you're a child abuser because you're guilty of child isolation. Unbelievable. It gets worse. If you have a gun in the home, take the kid. Anything they say to get into the house, basically they can take the kid. If your kid has bad grades, Andy, I thought this would definitely get your attention. You may remember I talked about this. They don't define in the documents what bad grades are. They don't tell you. But what they do tell you is we say that a grade is bad, it's bad, and we're taking your kid. And if your child is absent 5 or more days in any 30 days, so stop and think for a second, parents. Raise your hand if your kid's ever had pneumonia, strep throat, chicken pox, measles, mumps, all these things that might require your child to medically be ordered to stay away from school for 5 days or longer. That is now justification for CPS under the auspices of the HHS authority to come in and seize your child. So I was actually on two talk shows. In fact, I was one up on, Shasta, Redding, and I had to challenge these people. They didn't want to believe this either. Unfortunately, now this document does not exist online. And of course, because I really believe it's because I was calling so much attention to it, they had to scrub it. But the amount of issues that they can take your child for now are amazing. In fact, they can just walk in and lie. Oh, your kid has a bruise here, like they did with Monica. Oh, your son has a rash. You obviously tried to choke him. Remember, that was the original allegation against Monica Wazlowski. So, they never run out of excuses to try to seize your kids. And I'm telling you, folks, this is, you know, we cover a variety of issues on this show. I cover a variety of issues on my website. Economic collapse is huge. The coming World War III is huge. I mean, I wrote an article today to talk about Russian preparedness, 30 things Putin has done to get his country ready to defeat us. These are big issues, no question about it. But I think the biggest social problem in America today is what we're talking about right here, because it can happen to anybody and for no reason. And unless you're a parent of some means and you can afford to go out and get a high-powered attorney and you can't get one in your neighborhood because they're part of the problem, they'll get ostracized by the courts, and they know that. So they won't help you. They'll sabotage your case. We've seen that before. So you've got to go outside your county, outside your area, and be able to afford an attorney to be able to stand up to these thugs. So I do think that this probably is, Annie, the number one issue. And for vaccine enforcement, what's interesting, Annie, and let me ask you a question. Where in the legal code does it say thou shalt have a vaccine or else? Where does it say that?
I think they just make it up as they go along, Dave, and they just probably slide it under child neglect if they don't have a flu shot. I mean, what gets me, too, is they don't let anybody stand up and give testimony. You know, the neighbors or friends, they won't even let doctors come in and give testimony.
Yeah, well, this case that you cited here with the 7 kids that were taken, first of all, I would have opened the back door and said to all the kids, run. Run to your neighbors, run to your friends, just run. You do not cooperate with these animals in any fashion. There's nothing that they can do to you. They really don't have legal authority over you because they're breaking the law. But with regard to the CPS agents, Andy, the biggest advice I give is do not cooperate. Absolutely. And we really need to pull out information on this family of 7 here because with CPS in Arizona just getting started again, they flex their muscles. Katie barred the door. And we don't even need CPS.
But, Dave, what do you do? If you don't open the door, they'll break it down. If you do try and fight back and stand up for your rights, they'll throw you in jail. And then it's really easy for them to come get the kids because there's no parent present.
Well, the thing is I would make them kick in the door. If they got paperwork, you got to open the door. If they don't have paperwork, you don't have to open the door. If they kick your door in, then they've got strike one against them. That will help you when you start unraveling this in court. You need to make them make mistakes by being defiant. And as I just said about 20 minutes ago with Monica Wazlowski and Katarina Jelavich, we told them, stop cooperating with them. Stand up for your rights. Be indignant. Do not capitulate. And when you do that and they force their will on you, they make mistakes. And those mistakes can be used against them in a court of law. And that happened in a lot of these cases. I mean, Annie, at some point in time, I will write a book, a how-to manual on how to deal with these animals. Because this problem is not isolated, folks. There are thousands of kids taken every month in this country in the manner in which we're talking about, where parents have done nothing wrong. The incidence of child abuse in this country has actually gone down, hasn't gone up, but the number of kids being seized has gone up dramatically. But see, this is all part of the idea. I mean, just look at our criminal justice system. We have 4% of the world's population, yet we have 26% of the world's prison population. Why? Because people make money off the institutionalization of human beings. And with our prisons being privatized and being guaranteed 100% occupancy rates by taxpayers, these privatized companies like CCA just love to have mandatory sentencing passed. They hire lobbyists to do it. The corporations that are behind this are Time Warner, Sprint. I could go on and on and on. Target. It's insane how many big corporations are in the privatized prison business. Well, the CPS and taking kids is the same exact thing. And Obamacare is the same thing. It's about getting you into their institutions so they can do what they want. How many of you on Obamacare, raise your hand out there in the audience, has your bills gone down? Answer? Zero. It's gone up. If I have to go on Obamacare for any reason, I would be paying 3.5 times more than what I pay now to cover my family. Anyway, enough of the ranting. You can see this is going to be an exciting show as we unfold through the weeks ahead. We have some terrific guests on. We cover critical issues. If you're new hearing us, we invite you to come back. We'll be back next week. We'll have John Onesti on. We're going to really cover some important and critical issues next week. So you're going to want to be with us. Dave and Annie here, and we're just about ready to sign out. Annie, any final words before we close the doors for the night?
Take care of your own, because nobody else will.
Isn't that the truth? That's the message from Mike Adams. I think that's the message from Robert Griswold. You need to take care of yourself, because you increasingly cannot depend on government to do the right thing. And because government is the way it is, that's why the Common Sense Show exists. Anyway, we are out of here. Go out and have a great week. God bless.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This is the Global Star Radio Network.